We were at a dance, and we played Eye Contact a few times, and she saw me, I saw her. And I thought she's really beautiful, so I went over and asked her for a dance at the slow pace.
Handing me a looking glass.
Kind of caught my eye, very good looking, cute smile. Finally he asked me to dance. We danced a few dances that night, and then we started a date after that.
But if I was to...
I wanted to make sure she was a fun girl, so I took her to my house and we jumped on the trampoline. I think we had a little barbecue in the backyard of my house, and so she passed the test big time.
'Cause I've loved you too long.
We drove up to this little excluded place overlooking the valley, and it was there that I popped the question, reached back and took out the ring, and got down on my knees outside the car and proposed.
Turning halfway toward the sun.
He had a single-stemmed rose and just kind of started chatting and asked me if I would marry him, and then presented me the rose with my ring and a big kiss.
But why should I be?
We had just a little small one-bedroom apartment up on the avenues of Salt Lake City, and we just loved being together. It was fun being a newlywed and a new life and new experiences.
Love is not that.
I mean, I had ended up marrying my best friend and someone who I was very attracted to, I loved very, very much, and we had a great, great relationship, and we enjoyed being married.
He was just going over his stomach with this ultrasound and said, well, there's one, and there's another one.
The doctor was going along, and he says, oh, you know, everything looks good. Here we go. The baby's just fine, and baby number two is looking great, too. And I mean, I thought, Jeff, your dad was just going to faint.
We were just both thrilled. We just loved having our boy twins, and at that time we didn't know what the second set of twins were going to be.
You said no.
We were excited. The family was excited. The boys were excited. So everyone was very excited about having a second set of twins.
Undoubtedly, it's the family that's 1,000 times in first place over anything else.
At this point in my life, what I am most grateful for are 4 amazing, amazing children.
I'll tell you what, everything's just been wonderful. We've had a great life, and look forward to the next 25 or more years.